We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Birchas Levana. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Chavov Sif Beis teaches us, Eim Evarchem Ala Yerech, we don't make a bracha on the moon, Ela B'Motzei Shabbos. The proper time to make the bracha is a Motzei Shabbos, Kishehu Mevusim, when he feels good, ubegodav noim, and he's wearing nice clothing. So, the best time, says the Shulchan Aruch, to make this bracha is Motzei Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing is a Motzei Yontif, but as though the Prima Gadim points out that the only time this question is really relative is on Matzai Shavuos, Matzai Sukkos, and Matzai Pesach, a way too late in the month to make the bracha. There is a discussion, however, that it's, of course, the minig to make the bracha on. It is the minhag to make the bracha also on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah explain that what is the definition of Kishehu Mevusim. So they explain Kishehu Mevusim is because since the Matzah Shabbos, when we make Havdalah, we make a Bari Min Psamim, therefore, that's what's meant when the Shulchan Aruch says Kishehu Mevusim. The Mefarshim point out that this really doesn't make much sense, because what is the connection between Bari Min Psamim and what is the connection between Bari Min Psamim and Birchas Halmavana? And therefore, the Avadram explains also this pshat with the same question. But he explains Kishu Mevusim B'Kelim Noam is really one statement. Mevusim is an explanation of Begodim Noam. Others explain that what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is an entirely different concept. And that is that we're going to still discuss, we really haven't yet, when is the proper time to make Kiddush Levana. And therefore, the question comes up, if you have a Motzei Shabbos, but it isn't yet the right time to make Kiddush Levana, either because it's too early in the month, or it's too late in the month. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, even though there's a point to make Birchas Halvana on Matzah Shabbos, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that they want to say should not be at the expense of saying Kiddush Levana at the proper time. And in fact, the Sefer Magid Mishorim says, as we know, the Beis Yosef had a Magid, a Malach, that would come to learn with him. And one of the things that this Magid taught the Beis Yosef was that as much as there's a point to make Birchas Halvana a Matzoi Shabbos, never at the expense of it being at the wrong time. So we spoke about making Kiddush Levana, Birchas Levana, Matzoi Shabbos, even though it means saying it, not at the expense of saying it too early. But the question also comes up, what about saying Kiddush Levana, waiting for Matzah Shabbos, even though it comes out too late? So the Paiskim say that just like Shmuvusim was saying means that don't say Kiddush Levana too late, don't too early, also don't use Matzah Shabbos as a reason to say Kiddush Levana too late and maybe Chas V'Shalom miss it. Moreover, even though we're learning now that one, the reason, as the Shulchan Aruch says, we make Kiddush Levana Matzah Shabbos because the God of Noim, that means on Matzah Shabbos, people, when they say Birchas Levana, are still wearing their Shabbos clothing. But certainly, if we're saying Birchas Levana during the week, we don't have to put on nice clothing because that's almost because of the Birchas Levana. The remark continues. V'dafkam le'am Matzah Shabbos hu koidim yud b'chodesh. As we just learned, we only should wait for Matzah Shabbos if Matzah Shabbos is before 10 days in a month. Oz matinim ad Matzah Shabbos. Then we should wait for Matzah Shabbos. Avol hu achakach. But if it's later, if Matzah Shabbos is later in the month, ein mamtina ad Matzah Shabbos. We don't wait till Matzah Shabbos. Shemi yim beiz leilus oidalad. Beislayel is a gimel adalat anonim. There may be a couple of nights after Matzah Shabbos that are cloudy. V'lo yira halvona, and they won't be able to see the moon. V'yavazman. And the Ramah says, however, mekatcha shabachal yesh lo b'ish begodim na'im. But the Mishnah Berurah says, v'achshav ein na'igim l'daydik b'zeh. We're not careful about that. The Shulchan Aruch continues. The remark continues, I mean. Ein mekatshim halvono koim Tisha B'Av. In the month of Av, we don't say Tisha B'Av. We don't say Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Shvuyim Ba'Avelis. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says, since there's a concept of Mitzvah Bal Yotcha Al Tach Mitzena, so even in the month of Av, we're before Tisha B'Av, we are Ba'Avelis. Still, do it as soon as possible. And that was indeed the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Gra and the Stipler that we're Mekadesh Levana even in the month of Av before Tisha B'Av. More to the degree that they held that in many communities, the minhag is that after they say Birchas Levana, they sing and dance to the words of Tov Ma'iris. Even if it's in the month of Av before Tisha B'Av, they still did so. I did see Rav Shlomo Zalman held that that shouldn't be done. More continues the Ramah, V'loy Koidim Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, one also should not say Birchas Levana, because it's people are concerned about the Yom Kippur coming and not in the proper simcha and the proper frame of mind in order to say Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah continues the Ramah, Yom Kippur B'Kat Mesoi. The right time to do Kiddush Levana is Matzah Yom Kippur. Da'as Sharim B'Simcha. That is when people are B'Simcha. Avaloi B'Matzah Tisha B'Av, not Matzah Tisha B'Av, because as the Mishnah Berurah explains, on Matzah Tisha B'Av, it's really still considered like the 9 days. Yud B'Av, at least certainly till Chatzos, we consider it like the 9 days. And if during the first 9 days of Av, We're not saying Birchas Levana, so should be the halacha of Matzah Tisha B'Av. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, so that means you won't say Thursday night, And as the Halacha will discuss, Mitzvah Shem, we don't say Brichas Levana on Friday night. We don't say it on Shabbos. So we're going to end up waiting till Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is already very late in the month. It's already going to be Yud Beis of. Then say it Motzei Tisha B'Av. Avaloi B'Motzei Tisha B'Av or Shai Tanis. We don't, or any other Tanis, we don't say Birchus Levana, a Matzai Tanis. The Mishnah Berurah says the example would be a Sar Batavis. However, he does point out, let's say it's Matzai Tanis Esther, then of course, even though it's a Matzai Tanis, you should say, and you didn't say yet Birchus Levana, you better say it, because it's already Tezvav Adar. The Mishnah Berurah continues, that everything that he said till now was the opinion, is the opinion, everything we said till now is the opinion of the Ramah. But he quotes many Achroinim, the Sharetzin quotes quite a few Achroinim, that even Matzei Tisha B'Av and all other Tanesim, one could say Birchas Levana. And moreover, he says, one should first eat, and after eating, only say Birchas Levana. On the other hand, he says Matzei Yom Kippur, when everybody is besimcha, that Baruch Hashem, hopefully we have come through Yom Kippur with flying colors. So then Matzei Yom Kippur, even though you haven't eaten yet, you could say Birchas Levana. He also says that on Matzei Tisha B'Av, not only should one wait to say, not only should one say Birchas Levana after eating, he should also put on shoes. I saw that the Be'er Heitav explains that even though the Mog gave a very good reason why one should not say Birchas Levana on Matzei Tisha B'Av, he says that Matzei Tisha B'Av is a yontif, because the Medrash said that Rizal held that Mashiach was born on Matzei Tisha B'Av, so it's a yontif, and therefore one could say Birchas Levana on Matzei Tisha B'Av. We just said that if a Matzei Tisha B'Av you're saying Birchas Levana, you should eat and put on shoes. However, and the stipler said, even if you're wearing sneakers, that's not good enough, you should put on your regular shoes. I did see, however, that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held that sneakers are a form of shoes, even though they may be worn on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. And if you're wearing shoes, sneakers, you could say Birchas Levana, you don't have to change to regular shoes. What's the halacha if somebody, Rechman Litzlon, is a ovel? Can he say Birchas Levana? So of course he should say Birchas Levana, particularly if he's going to wait till after the Shiva, it may be too late in the month. However, there's a question, what should he say the entire Birchas Levana? So it seems that everybody is in agreement, and we'll speak about still in Mitzvah Shem why we say it, but that the part of Birchas Levana where we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, an oval is also B'Shei L'Shalom and shouldn't say. The rest of the Birchas Levana is a Machloikis HaPoiskim. Some Poiskim say that they could say the rest of the Nusach, others say that he should only say the basic bracha. Also, the Poiskim say that even though we're allowing an oval to say Birchas Levana, he shouldn't say it B'Tzibur, That's the opinion of the Geshur Chaim. Others say they could say it even B'tzibur. Another question that comes up, if Rachman al Tzlan lo yaleinu, somebody is an Ovel, somebody is an Oinen, and we know that an Oinen does not do any mitzvahs. The question is, if the Oinen won't say Birch Slavana tonight, he's not going to be able to say it this month. So I saw that the Das Torah from the Marsham quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger from the Sefer Chaim, who is of the opinion that you could say Birchas Halvana even if you're an Oinen Rachman Tzlan, provided that there's a Chevra Kedisha that's taking care of the Nifta. The Bir Alocha, Divrei Maskil Elo, says that Apidin Kiddush Levana could be said Bichidus. You don't really even need a minion. But there is a point of Rav Am Hadras Melech to the point that he says that if by waiting for Rav Am Hadras Melech you're going to say Birchas Levana later in the month, provided that it's not too late, you could postpone it till that point. The Eish Lavrom takes a step further, and he says that not only is there an inyan, as we just said, because of Baroiv Am, Hadras Melech, to say Birchas Levana with a minyan, but if you could say it with a bigger crowd, maybe you should even wait for a bigger crowd. There are Paiskim, however, disagree, and they say that Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs always takes precedent over having a big crowd for the Kiddush Levana. There's a question that the Sharetzion in Sifkaton Chof discusses. What's the halacha? During the week, you could say Birchas Levana with a minyan. Or Matzah Shabbos, you'll say Birchas Levana, but it'll be B'yichidus. So he says, the Sharetzion says, it's better to say Birchas Levana during the week with a tzibur than to wait for Matzah Shabbos. It's not necessarily a compelling raya, because we know that the Sharetzion, the Mishnah Berurah's entire opinion is that it's always better to say Birchas Levana like the Gra held earlier in the month. It's not quite clear if that is the opinion of, if somebody doesn't agree with the Mishnah Berurah and holds that you should always wait to Zion Shleimim, what is better to do? Ramosha, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, says that even if you can't have a minion, as many people as you're going to have is always better. Deish Avram also says that even though we're learning that we should always try to say Birchas Levana with a minion, if waiting for a minion means that you're going to end up waiting till 10 days to pass 10 days in the month, so that's already something that you don't want to do, because as we're learning, waiting so late in the month may cause that you won't say Birchas Levana at all. You may, Chas V'Shalom, miss it.